Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dude, we're so busy talking.
Every time.
The song fell out. That's okay. I was Smashing Pumpkins. I hate the band. 72 degrees.
Talking, making out with Nikki. Same thing.
Was it, we're talking about rock and roll and our love for these bands and getting to hang with them or having moments. But the guitar player cool. for Buck Cherry, they were walking on stage, right?
They were opening for Kiss, and they said to us, okay, Buck Cherry's walking on, so you guys stay up against the wall here.
Right.
And as they're walking by, the guitar player was like, and he was like a little girl. He's like, are you Mitch Fatale?
That's like, great.
And I was like, yeah. And he's like, oh, man, I'm the biggest fan.
Was it kind of the Hawaiian-looking guy?
It was. If you show me the pictures, I can.
Oh, there's Stevie, and then there's Keith.
Hold on one second. It's this guy right here. I'm pretty sure.
Second
it's
one in there.
Yeah, it's him. Yeah,
super good guy, man. Very nice. He rides motorcycles and hangs out with those guys. That's how I ran into him. You're right. He's a great guy.
Yeah, and he geeked out. He's like, dude, I love Super Retardo. He started telling me that. And I was like, you know, that was like one of those great moments. And I was with a really hot girl at the time. And
oh my God, you were
I
in.
Was like,
it was
oh,
on,
I am getting butt sex today. So, and I didn't know at that time Nikki existed, so I just thought it was a big deal.
It's like a unicorn.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, because I know her husband so well, and he was an important part of my career for sure. I mean, beat my ass, no doubt.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's like a unicorn in the back door, worships him, always looking for some way to please him, always.
Yeah, you seem like a good girl. You just seem
I'm not a good girl,
no.
I do care.
No, but you seem like a good girl in the bad girl kind of way.
How many stores you go to buying him a goddamn chillo the other day?
What's a chillo?
It's a ridiculous item that old people need.
say you get hot and when you're sleeping at night.
Right.
I don't know if that happens, but like his head gets so hot when he's sleeping.
Yeah.
And I actually do too now.
Well, you're getting older.
I know. And so he had said last week offhand, you know, I want to probably go get one of those chillos. I'm like, okay, you really do.
It's kind of a chilly pillow.
It keeps cool the whole night.
You put it in the freezer?
No, I don't know what it is about the product and the materials, but it stays. You don't have to put it in the freezer. That'd be like an ice pack you'd put on, you know, if you got hurt.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so she went, how many stores?
I probably went to 7.
I want a chillo.
I want a chick that takes it in the rear end and buys me chillos.
But he goes, I told you the first day, you just buy it on Amazon. I'll buy it on Amazon Prime. And I'm like, no, I don't want you to do it. I just want to have it in my hands today. But I failed and ended up having to buy it off Amazon anyway.
You're a keeper. Your marriage is going to work very well.
Yeah.
My wife takes good care of me, but she's also very independent. I think that's important. You seem like a very independent girl, very independent chick, but at the same time, you care a lot about your man.
I do. I'm independent mainly because he's not home during the day.
Right, yeah.
I don't do anything with my day, as we joke, but yeah, I mean, like, for the most part, I am. I can fly solo on my own, but I want to be with him. Like, tonight, I have this concert to go to.
He's already halfway inside you. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Mitch Fatale's already penetrated your vulva. He's already circled your clitoris 3 times and tickled your butthole.
I'm already working on a name for our child.
You see this happening, right?
Yes, I do.
I'm telling you, devastatingly charming. By the way, he's at the Improv. He's doing a show tonight, 2 tomorrow, 2 Saturday, 1 on Sunday. 3 girls will get pregnant, and 2 marriage proposals will happen.
Sometimes I just see what I can... T's, I'm not even gay. I just wanted to see if I could get T. Talked him into it. That's it.
Boom.
Got him. Then I was done. Now he won't stop calling.
Yeah. Well, you know, you remember T's wife. I go, listen.
Oh, yeah. She was the swinger type, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's still got a little sex veal. Stays at home on disability, bipolar. Yeah. Super crazy.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Perfect. P90 twice a day.
P90 twice P90X, a day.
P90X, right?
Oh, well, now she's doing Body Beast. She switched from that P90X, workout thing to Body Beast.
She cares a lot about her figure. She cares a lot about keeping herself tight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
gets a check from the government, doesn't leave the house, agoraphobic, and does Body Beast. I'm like, you're a genius. When he met her, she was normal. You're a goddamn mad genius.
And she got older. She had a kid and that kind of stuff. Things changed chemically inside her, and her bipolar became more prominent and
right.
went out of control.
He actually talked her into getting that electroshock therapy.
I didn't talk her into getting the electroshock therapy. She's already bipolar, was already on the disability and stuff for a little while. And stuff.
Right.
And her doctor was the one that talked. I didn't talk
sex
her
zombie.
Into it. So, you know, because as well as I know, I mentioned it because, you know, Carrie Fisher does it, and it's good enough for Princess Leia.
Yeah.
It's like, why not try it? Because she does.
Give it a shot.
Carrie Fisher does it once a year.
I wish I could tell you I was making this up.
I've never heard him reference it.
Yeah.
It's a goddamn like sex zombie. He literally, like, a couple hundred volts to the noggin.
You hear him talking. I'm hearing our next hit show on A&E that we're gonna produce right
you,
now.
Man.
Yeah.
And she's a wonderful girl.
Tease wife. That's all we've got to call it right there.
Eating more vagina than cervical cancer.
I got to see a picture of this chick. I've heard a lot about
it. Oh, look on Adult Friend Finder. Used to be. Yeah, you know what's uncomfortable? When you find the pictures this one took of his wife on Adult Friend Finder. I was like, you made her squat in cowboy boots. Man, that's not cool.
No, there's something pretty cool about that. I'm okay with that.
I felt bad for her.
Squatting in cowboy boots?
Yeah, but she's just...
Maybe I have more in common with T than I knew.
You know what's uncomfortable? When you find that two of your friends have swung. I was like, what?
Oh, you did.
What?
I think everybody swings. I think everybody just...
Apparently, everybody has a girl that takes in the keister. Everybody else gets swing. I can't get a three-way or a girl to take in the air.
Hey, Nikki, would you let your husband be with another girl in front of you?
No, I have the same problem he has. I'll be the one crying left out of it in the corner.
Hold on. Nobody said I was crying.
Right. That'd be me. I'll be crying. Like, if that happened, I'd be like, I'm still over here.
The difference is
jump in.
Is Johnny's going to be crying while he's masturbating.
Right. So. Using my tears as lubricant.
Oh, I get an assist on that one. I get an assist on that one, Johnny.
Oh, my God. It's so bad. But, yeah, I found out my buddy China Joe did it.
Yeah.
Bought a girl, and they swapped. And then my buddy Dave Amott. And I was like, are you? And they didn't tell me. He told me, finally. He let it slip.
No, I didn't let it slip. No.
Yes, you did.
No, China Joe let it slip because he was like, don't tell Johnny, don't tell Johnny. Then he got drunk at your house and wound up letting it slip. I think I might have told you the Dave Amott one.
He got the worst end of the story because I know the girl that he ended up with. And Joe ran around with her because she was filthy sexually.
Right,
but you ever have a buddy who dates a girl that is so filthy, sexy, but has a face that could stop a clock?
Yeah, of course.
And yeah, that was that one.
Yeah. Yeah. You start going like, I don't know, is it worth it to have that story?
Like Rocky Dennis level.
And let me tell you something. Yeah. I've had those kind of girls, and this is what I've learned in my... If I can impart some wisdom to you.
No, if he can impart some wisdom.
Some wisdom.
He didn't drop the F-bombs. Simmer down.
Yeah, I didn't say anything wrong. If I can impart some wisdom to the younger generation. Yeah. When I was on the road, I would have sex with anything. And I started learning the memories of the ones where you're ashamed, they're not good memories. Like, I used to think having my number high was important to be like, I've been with 100 girls. And then you realize, like, well, yeah, but if 60 of those girls are like, you know, those ones, like, that doesn't make you feel
the
good about
yourself.
The kid
from Mask? Yeah, you're like,
oh. Yeah, you're like, I should have let that one go and probably gone and, you know, wrote in my room instead. And And by the way, I just want to let you know that this is me and Jess have progressed to a point where Jess has given me the okay. There's a swinger couple here in Kansas.
Yeah.
That girl is filthy. And she's hot as S. And said if she comes to the show, you can have sex with her.
God, this is why marriages work. This is why I would get married if this was the way the world
worked. But I would only do it because I was given permission.
That's fine. That's what works for me. Yeah. So, as long as you get permission.
But do you see how good that is for marriage? Like, I would never cheat on her. But when I'm given the okay, because Jess is like, okay, yeah, send me some pictures if that happens.
It's like a dog in a leash. If you never leash that dog, it doesn't want to run away.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Then it just wants to take pictures of other dogs and cowboys squatting.
God. Yes, yes. And the one with some awful genie costume. Like, you can always tell when the guy idea, you're like.
This is his wife.
Did you really make her?
Let me see his wife. Hold on.
Oh, you pulled her up. Nice.
What picture did you pull up, though?
Oh, hold on. Look at T. You went, okay. What picture is it? What picture is it?
Your wife is hot.
Who's the right one?
Oh, my God. I would totally
only
do
show
her
the right one.
I would do her in the right cowboy boots.
Oh, my God. She is in great shape.
Wow.
Great. Very sweet.
Beautiful.
I would do her while I was giving her the electroshock.
You should get her to move in. You should steal it. I know. That's why I always wonder if you just skip the hospital and cut a lamp cord.
I would say you just use the electroshock and then tell her she had an orgasm and then you can finish up. She wouldn't know the difference.
He had sex with her when she was unconscious. She used to take chloral hydrate to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And he would videotape he was having sex with her.
One time.
It's not okay.
Yeah.
You should see her face, the lady from the improv. See that face right there?
No,
we actually shocked her right then.
The reason why the lady from the Improv is making that face is because I just had sex with her in the car while she was passed out. She's wondering about if she should press charges.
Yeah, it's terrible. I mean, he knows no boundaries. T has no boundaries.
Why do you have boundaries?
What's your boundary? What would you say no to?
Well, I don't know.
What about toilet play?
No, see, yeah, there's a boundary right there.
Yeah.
In the kitchen. Nothing in the kitchen.
What about toilet play in the kitchen?
Neither together.
In cowboy boots.
No. See, yeah, there's a line. I'd say, you know, bathroom.
He has a lot of issues sexually.
Really,
he doesn't masturbate yet. He can't watch video.
Yeah, I don't like videos. I still like going through. Well, okay, when I get online, there's a couple free sites that I like. Okay,
right.
I go to those sites and they're pictures only, and I pull up like you know. Six browsers going, and it's up with different chicks.
Six browsers?
Yeah, so what I do
he
is...
He has to do it sequentially.
So it's a bang, bang, because I like the whole show of it all. I don't like just when the show... Hey, look, I'm naked, you know? This
yeah.
is I like. It's like... Ooh,
the whole, I actually get this.
And then lose the shirt, so let's yeah, on the yeah, pants. Yeah, and then, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
See, I'm kind of with
then,
you.
Bang,
wow.
Okay. You know, fap, okay. Let's go get the next picture of her ready. Let's go to the next girl, and then I just
now do they all remove their like it's all shirts coming off on all of them.
Yeah,
pants
yeah,
coming
yeah,
off
yeah.
on
it's
all.
Got,
of them.
They all begin off. Yeah.
I kind of get
then,
this.
Yeah, and then she go and it's like okay, I get a couple, you know. Okay, I'm ready.
What was that?
That was me. You know, okay, I'm looking at this picture here. That's me spanking right there. Okay, done spanking that picture. So I make
right.
that browser go back, and then I. Hit the next picture. While that's loading, I go to the next browser and look at that girl.
You're like the Yoda of perversion. Like, he's kind of teaching me. I'm like, teach me.
Terrible.
It's really,
how
yeah.
How long does this take for you to finally get all this done? It seems like it would take an hour.
No, it doesn't.
If one locks up, like if one gets out of sequence, you have to start over?
No, yeah, I go to the same sites. There's only a couple sites that I trust going.
But
yeah.
What if your computer were to lock up for one of the browsers?
Yeah, I haven't had that issue.
Then you put your head through the computer.
But then, then he doesn't finish there. He pinches it and walks to the bathroom.
No, what?
Well, okay. So
yeah, this is fascinating.
Yeah, because it does, you know, and then also, you know, sometimes...
He can't afford Kleenex?
No, it's not that.
What are the two fingers?
See, sometimes you not only do you stop the hose from going.
Right. Yeah.
You take it right behind, you know, right behind
right.
the hose there, and you give a little pressure point on the gooch
yeah,
area.
Yeah. Like cinching
the
hose.
And it holds it so it's like you can feel your whole body like go through.
And then
it makes it feel. And then you.
I have this awful picture of you in my head with your pants around your ankles, a death grip on your penis, and double finger poking your gooch.
Like,
and then you're shuffling to the bathroom.
Yeah, and then it's like you go back, and then when you release, all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Boosh.
Yeah, you know, you guys are looking at him like he's silly. You know what I'm looking
at? I know,
him?
Sweet lady. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
For me, he's kind of like Kurtz from Apocalypse Now. Like I'm learning. You know, I'm like, oh my god, I'm worshiping this guy, man. I'm like Dennis Hopper. I'm like, man, this guy's like, he should be out there.
You should see the shadow.
You don't lose all. Yeah. Because then, like,
Dahara.
It's a huge, you know, just got this unbelievable, mind-blowing one that makes your eyes water and roll back your head.
Wow. No. Tell him what just happened 2 weeks ago. This I'd actually never heard of. And I didn't even believe him until the listeners, a bunch of people called and said, no, I've had the same scenario.
Okay.
Okay, so, I have a bit of a poop issue, okay, at times.
Who doesn't?
I got thyroid issues and stuff. So, it's like, for so long, I wouldn't have good, solid bowel movements.
Right,
so.
Yeah.
But then it's like this one day I had this one. I mean, it was a rock, you know. And
okay.
It was like as soon as I was done.
It was a beauty.
Yeah. Now here's the thing: as soon as I was done, it was like I had to shiver and I just a little bit, just shot a little bit.
What?
Like,
had an orgasm.
Yeah.
Ejaculated.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Poopgasm.
Okay, and in answer to that, you cannot use my bathroom if you come over to the house.
I'm telling you.
Let's get that out of the way right now.
But see, it only happened the one time. It's never happened again. It's just one of those weird...
I would have never told anyone.
Gift from God. Just
he
a gift
told
from,
us the minute we walked in.
He told
in
his
here.
Wife right then. He ran. Sabrina!
I know, because it was like... Yeah. It was amazing. Because it's like, it's never happened before. It's like when you do the weird, You know,
you mean it gets weirder than it gets weirder than this?
Well, I mean, it's like you get that weird, like, you know, you ever sneezed and farted at the same time? Yeah, body, of course. And you get that weird feeling.
No,
your
it just
body.
Feels like a fart.
Yeah.
Well, no, you sneeze at the same time, yeah. So it's like your body's going in.
So you're saying there's a lot going on at once.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot going on, yeah. A relief going on and stuff, and it's just like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, if he could just get, if he could cry, get a runny nose, and throw up at the same time,
and a nice belch at the same time, yeah,
right. It's all coming
crazy,
out.
This crazy lightheadedness for a second that just like feels good.
Oh my god, yeah, yeah.
If I can't watch him anymore because the body movement is killing Jake and I right now. We're like,
it's
quit.
So good. I didn't know.
Poop gas.
I didn't even know it was possible, but apparently it's a thing.
Yeah,
well, it hits your prostate apparently on the way and.
I'm just going to make sure not to follow Jake into the, T into the bathroom today on the
I'm
way.
I'm just waiting for some kind of a wet dream, like anything, you know, just something for me.
Have you had a wet dream?
Yeah, when I was younger. I haven't had one in a long time.
I've tried to masturbate a lot. So I told you I stopped masturbating and I started coming really close to having the wet dreams and I can't get over that edge. I just wake up and then I just go poop and make myself. That's the second best thing.
It's true, man. I wish I could make any of this up. Tell me he's not just golden.
He's Kurtz. He's just a fascinating human being, man.
He really is, man. I love him. I couldn't do this without him. You're such a weirdo.
Why do you got... You
shouldn't be released into the wild.
Let me ask you a question. Why are we forced to choose between the idiot Trump and the idiot Hillary when we have T-Ray here who will run everything, give a poopgasm to everybody who votes for him?
I would vote for him.
Or at least train us how to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he's still praying for it. It's the second one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not forcing.
You can't make it happen, buddy.
No, I'm not forcing. But if it happens, then it was meant to be.
Can't make it happen.
Yeah, it's like a pet or something. If it's meant to be,
we all have those moments in life.
If it comes back, yeah,
we all have those moments in life. Yours was hanging out with Brian Johnson.
Yes,
his was poopgasm.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mine was getting recognized by the guy from Buckcherry. Actually, mine was my first threesome with my wife. That
oh
was my
God.
Moment. I look back at it as my perfect moment.
What's the most amount of girls you've had sex with at the same time?
You know, it's funny you say that because. When I met Jess, she attempted to do like four girls with me at once, and I hated it. It's just too much going on. I have attention deficit disorder, and I would much rather have two girls than more than two. It's just too.
You want to try the Neapolitan?
What's that?
What's a Neapolitan?
A blonde, a redhead, and a brunette. Well, all at the same time.
Is this going to be a story where you did?
No, but I wish it
happened. Yeah, I could just go all chocolate. I'm fine with that.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
I'm fine with that.
Again, can I just get two girls to try? Just let me watch.
You've done plenty of that.
I haven't.
Yes,
I,
you
I,
have.
Look.
You play that part just like I do.
I swear to God. T.
No, not that one. He's
20 years you know me.
Exactly.
And that. Never?
Never.
He's not he's not getting them damaged enough.
You've been involved in threesomes,
no,
right?
No. None. My husband and I are both jealous. So it just
you dirtier when you were younger?
No, I'm
what's the shortest amount of time before you let a guy penetrate you?
Yeah, that's an interesting question.
I mean, everybody had, like, you go to the bar one night stand thing,
right? Of course, we
right?
all did, of course. Listen, no, we're all friends here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No one's listening.
Like, I don't know. You seconds. Have a hookup? No, shut up.
You ever do it? Not know their name?
No.
Liar.
No.
I've done it.
Yeah, we've done that. It's weird and it feels bad and good at the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah, totally. You're like, okay, see you later. Like, you know, I can't say you're going to call. I wouldn't know what to call you when you answered the phone.
I was having sex with a girl, and when I was about to finish, I had my poopgasm. I actually.
poopgasm.
Realized that, like, and I usually like to say the girl's name, that I was like, oh, girl I'm hanging out with tonight that I love. Like, and I was like, proud of that, and then
almost
sad at
stranger
the same
lady,
a homeless woman I found on the street that I'm giving a cigarette to.
Yeah, well, T used to go to those swinger parties all the time.
Yeah,
God, I'm not. I don't like
you're
the
half
parties.
Worked up right now. You're half worked up right now.
Yeah, you may have to run to the bathroom. I think it may happen a second time for you.
Yeah,
he's amazing. I mean, this is all so
real.
Take
a roll of toilet paper and a porno mag and get in the bathroom.
I've never known anyone like him.
Thank yeah, he's a special man.
He is special. Well, we talked about, I almost didn't re-sign my contract, and it was close. I mean, it just all went down.
Yeah.
And one of the considerations, like, you can't release him back out into the wild. Like,
no,
like, he's too light for you. You can't go out and have a real job at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I can be fine. I'm adaptable, and that's nothing else. Uh-huh.
Tell that poopgasm story at Home Depot and see how long you get to live there.
Johnny, can I tell you something? Can I come in regularly? I think I found my family.
Come on, come on.
I've never
man.
Felt this comfortable ever with come any on. Human beings in my life. I
That's
would
weird.
Move to Kansas City. To, listen, you know, Jessica come has on. Family here, so I'm going to come up more often. And
you
can
should.
We come in? Can I just come in just as a friend of the show without any promoter?
Any day.
I want to do that.
I love it. I love having
being
you
here. Yeah.
Well, you
yeah.
started out with Stern, right?
I started out with Stern, yeah. And then me and Jess had a show on the Stern Network for a while. And now I want Jess to meet Nikki. And Jess has family. Real white trash. They're awesome.
Like, oh, dude, I'm super white trash. So, I mean,
you
know,
just great.
There's a story of me growing up as a kid and the neighborhood kids across the street, they got an above ground pool. It was the height of richness in our neighborhood. Like, they were the rich, rich kids. I had three brothers and we were kind of the bad kids. They couldn't play with us. So, we couldn't swim in their pool. So, that sucked because you had the summertime. So, my dad bought new galvanized trash cans.
Yeah.
And I took a hose and I filled it and I'm in it. And he pulls up the driveway, and he's so mad. And he's doing that dad to the teeth, and he goes, "Get off the goddamn trash can!" And I'm like, like this. And I'm thinking I'm a genius because I made a swimming pool, a one-man swimming pool. You know, years later, now I understand, like, they have a swimming pool, and your kid's in a trash can.
I think any time you know that someone said to you, "Get out of the trash can,"
I know, right?
You've made the wrong move at someone in your life. That's also right. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.